Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake up and stomp out.
It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Mama drama happens. We get your calls, your texts, your emails, and Facebook messages asking for our advice. And we do say we love reading all your messages, but when it comes down to it, we stink at giving advice, guys.
We're pretty bad, actually. Yeah.
So we need your help. We call it Wisdom of the Heart, and today it's for Mama Carly. All right, Carly wrote in. She said, my 10-year-old stepson has been having a lot of nightmares lately. She said, I know he crawls into his mother's bed at her house, but when he's staying with us, he sometimes snuggles with his dad. So the other night, my husband traveled on business, and my stepson woke up in the middle of the night and asked me to sleep in my bed. Mm-mm. I felt weird about it and said no, but offered to set up some blankets on the floor next to me. He was sure that monsters would get him down there, so both of us enjoyed a sleepless night on the couch. Carly's question, can a 10-year-old sleep in bed with his stepmom?
Whoa, I'm going to say no.
You know what? I think I've seen a lot of movies that started this way.
I mean, what grade are you in when you're 10?
See, we made the mistake of letting the boys sleep with us with the first child.
Yeah.
The second one, we're like, it ain't happening.
Never.
I don't care what kind of monsters are in your room. Nope.
I mean, 10 seems a little bit old.
But you know what? He's a 10-year-old little boy, and if he's got some kind of unresolved issues and he trusts her enough to do that,
nope.
He hadn't reached that point yet. I mean, come on. He has, you know what I mean?
I don't know. There's something in the milk these days.
Come on. He
I don't know.
He ain't running into battle with a rifle yet.
I don't
713-881-5500 is the number. Man, I don't know. You know, because again, my gut tells me no, but Cowboy also kind of convinces me that a kid's a kid, and you don't make a kid sleep on the floor. You know what I mean?
It's like, I would.
Just put on your swim trunks like you're supposed to when taking a bath with a kid. You know what I mean? Remember that?
Why?
She didn't say she was sleeping naked.
Better safe than sorry.
Allison wants to talk about this. Allison, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bull Show. What do you think about this mama drama? Yes or no?
Hi. No. Okay, first of all, this ditzy stepmother does not have a single maternal bone in her body. You can just hear, you do not make a scared kid sleep on the floor. I mean, Lord Jesus,
That's what I said. You can't make a kid sleep on the floor.
That's where the monsters come from.
Exactly. You know, I go through this shit with my ex-husband's new wife. She is young. She doesn't know. If a kid wants to sleep in your bed, then you let them sleep in your bed. You know, if you don't want to love on them and be a loving stepmom to your babies, then you just better find a man without kids. It's really not that hard.
But don't you watch Dateline?
I would know. I don't know. I'm so conflicted on this one.
I have no clue.
And really, honestly, what's the difference in the bed and the couch? Because you know the couch has been used too.
Stop. Tammy's on the phone. Tammy, what do you think?
No, they do not sleep in the same bed as a step parent without the other parent being there, because you never know what kind of wild stories will get told, and you'll have CPS at your house.
Wait a second. So you choose to marry someone that you're trusting with your life, your heart, your kids, and that little scared 10-year-old boy can't crawl into the bed with his little stepmama?
Not without the other parent being there.
In the heck kind of world are you living in?
Tammy, has this happened to you?
The kind of world where people call 800 numbers constantly.
Oh, it's like sue this person, sue that person for everything. And you got you've got a mad mom, you know. Heaven forbid if the divorce isn't going well.
You're right.
So has this happened to you, Tammy?
Not to me, but someone I know.
Oh, no.
Really? So
yes,
they started telling stories just to kind of cause trouble.
Yes, sir.
But it makes me sick.
If you didn't do anything wrong, who cares? Let them tell stories.
Oh, there's people sitting in jail right now that didn't do anything wrong, Dave.
Exactly. All right, let's talk to Monica. Monica, what do you think about this mama drama?
I think So I can totally understand her reluctance in saying yes to that. And normally I would say heck no. However, given his history of these nightmares, I think if she were to just talk to Dad and also talk to Mom, then if they say yes, why not?
Okay, clear with both.
Okay, so you got to get the permission. Good. How old, by the way, how old is too old to sleep with the parents?
I would probably say 8 under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.
Yeah. I'm thinking two.
I'm thinking never.
What if they're a bedwetter, though? You know, what if they're like
five?
Oh, if they're a bedwetter, then all bets are off.
There we go.
Pete had messaged earlier. Pete, what's your take on this?
Well, one thing y'all didn't think about was if it's a little girl getting into bed with her dad, it'd be a whole different story and nobody would be going for that. I got 3 daughters, so I think about it like that.
You know what? I hadn't thought about it, but you're absolutely right. It does seem a little different. If it's the daughter getting in bed with a stepdad, right?
It's that good old double standard, man. Yeah, if my little girl, if there was ever a stepdad in the picture, I'd kill him.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm strapped. I got guns, man.
All right. Everybody,
wow, that took
back
a turn.
Down just a little bit here. Susan, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that if the child feels secure enough to go to the parent, whether it be a step-parent or not, if you don't want them in your bed, make them a spot in your room where they can sleep. They're asking for your security.
Maybe get them a dog.
That doesn't always help. Kids are very finicky about who they go to for security.
Or just be a parent.
Exactly. I'm a grandmother and have custody of 2 of my kids, and when they need me, they sleep with me.
So just put their beds in your room.
That's what I've done.
What did Grandpa think about that? Sorry, but I mean, that's what I wonder.
I'm getting the dog.
Okay, we're going back to the dog thing. All right.
There ain't no problem the chips and queso cannot solve. We tried. It works. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave. In a world filled with negativity, are you ready for a dose of positivity?
Can I get an amen?
Positive news this morning, shall we? This comes from Nick, who sent this in to me. And Nick, thank you so much from Rosenberg. Said, I listen to you guys every morning. I love the Can I Get an Amen? And if you ever see one like this, you can always email it in to George@TheBullHouston. Nick says, I want to start with a question, though, for you and Mo, Cowboy Dave. Did you have a vending machine in your school?
Yeah.
Like a high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Powerade and water only.
Oh, man, that's boring.
Oh,
I mean,
no, yeah.
I'm not morbidly obese or have any cavities, so I'm all about it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
When I was in school, we had a couple different vending machines.
Goodies?
They used the money to pay for stuff. I always used to get a Dr. Pepper and a bag of peanuts, and you put the peanuts in the Dr. Pepper. Ugh. Nick says that he grew up with a vending machine in the school, too. But now, you know, those are, you can't have them.
Right,
anymore,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. No more.
What?
Except for a school in Florida has decided to add a vending machine. They're moving it in this week, and it's there for a special reason. This vending machine doesn't have any sugar or any calories or any, like, cookies or anything like that. The vending machine at this Florida elementary school is filled with books.
Wait, what?
A staff member got this idea that a lot of kids, they love books and stuff like that, and they would use it as a fundraiser. It's 50 cents for a book, and a friend of theirs got together, adapted this vending machine so they could actually put books in it, and now the kids put in 2 quarters, and they can get the book or a comic of their choice. And if you don't have the 2 quarters, the teachers that are right there by the vending machine will loan you a couple quarters.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
that's all right. I love it so much.
If you want to see this story, by the way, we'll send you the link out, and we're getting ready to pop it up on social media, too. So, Nick, thanks for sending that one in. And for the vending machine full of books at the Florida school, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
Always focused on the positive. It's the Morning Bull.
You might say they're full of bull. George, Moe, and Cowboy Dave, the Morning Bull.
This morning, though, we're still talking about and praying for the Houston police officers. 4 of them shot yesterday, and they were serving warrants on a drug house, and 2 of the suspects got killed in the shooting. 4 officers. 1 was released last night. 2 remain in critical condition, so they're asking that everybody keep them in their prayers. and also some strong words this morning that I think is really resonating for a lot of citizens here in Houston. And this is from Joe Grimaldi, who is the president of the police union for the Houston Police Department.
But now I want to speak on behalf of the 5,200 brave men and women of the Houston Police Department and the other 800,000 police officers that are working these streets every single day, putting their lives on the line. We are sick and tired of having targets on our back. We are sick and tired of having dirt bags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families. Enough is enough. And if you're the ones that are out there spreading the rhetoric that police officers are the enemy, well, just know we've all got your number now. We're going to be keeping track of all of y'all, and we're going to make sure that we hold you accountable every time you stir the pot on our police officers. We've had enough, folks. We're out there doing our jobs every day, putting our lives on the line for our families. Enough is enough.
Strong words. Boy, wow.
That ain't the most powerful thing I've heard in a long time.
Mr. Grimaldi there. Again, they're asking that everybody keep the officers in their prayers, if you would, please. And also, how do we help out? That's the first thing. It's like something like, it's like I want to do something. I want to help in some way. And we have Josh Buckley, who is with the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center. And Josh, I understand that you guys had to give some blood or take some blood to the officers yesterday for their surgeries.
Yes, we had to send some platelets over to the hospital for the officers that were injured. Luckily, we had all of that on the shelf thanks to our really dedicated donors.
And that's what we want to get to this morning. How do we help? How can we help replenish that stock so the next time something happens, we know we're ready to go? And I know you guys are set up Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center. You guys do great work. Tell us how we can help.
Well, the big thing to do is always remember that donating blood is something that needs to be constant. We have to ensure we always have an adequate supply. So it's not even just after a tragedy like this. The blood that was used to save those officers was the blood that was donated last week. The blood that is donated today will be helping patients here in the next few days or next week. So they can go to giveblood.org. We encourage people to always sign up and be a dedicated donor, commit for life, and just ensure we always have that constant supply.
You know, that's amazing. I never knew that. I don't know if most people know that. You know, you think you give blood, it's going to be good in there for 5-6 years until somebody needs it. But you're saying that it's good for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And we have to get 800 donations a day to serve all the healthcare facilities and the patients that we provide stuff to. And so we go through it very quickly. So that's why it's so important that we get those donations on a daily basis.
So this just definitely brings it top of mind with yesterday's tragedy. Remind us again how we can help out to you guys.
You can go to giveblood.org. You can schedule an appointment. We are expecting a big influx today just because it's on the top of people's minds. Mm-hmm. So really, the better time would be make an appointment for next week or the week after that, and really just try and make it a regular part of your routine.
Love to hear that. Josh Buckley, who is the media person with Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you jumping on the show with us.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
What we should do, eat healthy, work out. What we really do, eat our weight in queso and pass out. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.